views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to one of the most amazing nights that has ever or will ever occur on this, the blue planet. Live from Palm Beach, Florida, luminous prophetess, flamboyant clairvoyant, visionary humorist, international celebrity, TV radio star, designer, musician, classic film historian, philosopher, scientist, environmentalist, I, Countess Starella, daughter of New Orleans, will guide you on an insightful journey to love and laughter. My specialty is connecting deeply to human beings from every echelon of existence, finding out what's going on with them, and coming up with diverse, divine, and quite often hilarious solutions to all their problems. Tonight, my regular co-host, John G., is celebrating what I believe is his 44th wedding anniversary. Rather a minor miracle of sorts. So he has allowed, graciously, I to take over the show, and I am thrilled beyond words. We're going to cover a variety of subjects tonight. This show is all about me. Did I say me? I meant you. Oh, dear, a Freudian slip. Your hopes, your dreams, and all the things that are important to you. Did I forget to tell you I am a comedian? I did that for many years in another language. Konnichiwa, irashamase. I must welcome my Japanese visitors tonight. Everyone who listens to this show has an opportunity to change their lives overnight. The reason I decided not to go into psychology and to go into the clairvoyant profession instead is because I didn't like the standard procedure of psychology taking 2 or 3 or 5 years to get a person to wake up out of whatever was troubling them when there are simple, easy to implement techniques for mastery of one's feelings. Let me quote one of my favorite Indian gurus. Life is the meaningless flow of energy with no particular purpose except having fun. Wouldn't we like to say that having fun should be a top priority? And frequently I find that my callers and visitors seem to be very stuck about how to have a joyful life. But through the help of their living master guru, I, Countess Starella, I see positive transformation every day of my life. And let me quickly tell you, you may find me at oranum.com, O-R-A-N-U-M.com, where I run a chat room, profound messages wrapped up in mirth and hilarity. You are entertained while you're on your way to becoming enlightened. It took me 10,000 years of past lives to get here tonight, and I'm certainly going to use every second of it to help you find this sweet, wonderful, fulfilling life that you deserve. I want to also advise you of a certain website where a miraculous book exists called Orchestrating the Symphony of Ourselves, which is a sort of introduction into DNA energizing and activating at www.dna-alphaomega.com. That is dna-alphaomega.com. And now I would like to introduce you to one of my soulmates from a former life. The moment I met this very gifted medium, clairvoyant, and color and aura specialist, I knew that we were not meeting for the first time. This is Mr. Taylor Brearley. Say hi, Taylor, darling.
Hello, Starella. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Taylor is my special guest tonight, and we will be giving you some of our most profound observations and ideas.
Whoa.
Tell us where, tell the listeners, Taylor, where they can reach you if they wish to have a reading.
They may come to taylorbrarley.net. And that's B-R-E-A-R-L-E-Y. TAYLORBREARLEY.net.
Perfect. Taylor has been blessed with many gifts. He is a charismatic and empathetic and sweet soul who, as I, has been through many, many challenges in the earthly incarnation. Wouldn't you say, my dear?
You might say so.
You should write a book, Taylor. Are you going to do that?
I'm working on it. It's been it's actually been in the works for yes, I'm working on it.
And you're also an artist, I see.
I am. I do. I enjoy the black and white. Escher is one of my favorite artists.
Oh my God, I love Escher.
Oh
my goodness.
Yes, yes, and Magritte. I enjoy the surreal. It's my favorite form of artist surrealism.
Do you like Edward Gorey?
Let's see, you would have to describe one of his paintings.
He's rather, let's see, I wonder if I should use a sarcastic type. You would recognize, after the show, Google him up, G-O-R-E-Y,
okay.
You'll get a big kick out of him. He has a very sophisticated sense of humor. Oh, I want to tell the audience something hilarious. Frequently, I, humble, modest I, say to my visitors, you are in the room of a living master, someone who does not smoke, drink, date, have children, go to doctors, but who devotes 20 hours a day to their work. And a little 12-year-old was in the room the other night and said, well, I guess I must be a living master. I must have been those things too. And suddenly the queen was brought into a sober understanding of how many masters there really are out there. Is that a classic?
That's great.
And then yesterday, a little 7-year-old savant prodigy came into a bookstore where I was and grabbed my hand and said, oh, Miss Star, if only you were 7 years old, and then I could wait for you and we could get married. I
believe my first question to you, Star, was would you marry me? Wasn't that my first question to you? Yes.
Yes, and the answer is yes. You're a little young for me, but I would consider it. And I would make your life absolute bliss. And I'll tell you a couple of my favorite techniques to bliss. One of them is called the mini nervous breakdown. I look at my watch and I go, okay, I now have 3 minutes to have a complete meltdown. And I reiterate how many things I wish to change. And then I look at my watch and I go, hey, time's up. Back to Happy Land. It is such a fabulous little formula because humans, I find, and I'm sure you have run across this day and night for your entire life, tend to rehash and go over and restate all the things that they do not wish to recreate. So let us quickly get these things behind us so we can be in the blissful moment of now, where also allowing the flames of gratefulness to burn will keep one in a space of love and abundance. How do you feel about gratefulness being one of the key ingredients to happiness? I think it is. You with me, Taylor, darling?
I would agree. Absolutely.
Yes, I mean, you know, we all could find 50,000 things to be unhappy about, but as we look around the world, I have a feeling that everyone listening to this show tonight has enough blessings and enough luxuries that kings and queens only dreamed of.
Absolutely. Let me grab onto that for a second, because I believe we are all born with everything we absolutely need to live a happy, fruitful, lustful, joyful, beautiful life with. And we give that away so often. So often do we focus on those things like you were talking about, Star, about those things that we don't want. Oh God, if this just wouldn't happen, please don't let this happen to me today. And we ended up attracting that.
yep, yep, yep. I am the co-founder of the world's only, the one and only in the entire world, positive transformation through positive speaking. And I'm amazed at how quickly people are able to pick up on it. They can pick it up once they're exposed to it. But no one I know is really promoting it. They'll say that they're tuned into the laws of attraction, but they don't let their words reflect what they want. So that's one of our little psychic bingos we're going to stick into this show tonight about how your words can create your reality.
Absolutely agree.
Do we have a caller? I believe we do. Is it Anla from Connecticut? Shall we take this call? We've got a couple of minutes. We'll say a quick hello to her. We may have to carry her through the break. Anla, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Wonderful. What's your question for us tonight, darling?
Hello. I think I had a reading with you and John a couple of months ago, and you're talking about you create your reality basically by your words today. And
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm very ready to find a real committed relationship. And I don't know what's going on with my energy. Is it just that I need to surrender? Or what do you see for me to attract that right person? Because I feel that I'm ready.
Let me tell you, Anla, what I'm seeing. I'm sorry, yes. Star, did you want to jump in there? I'm getting something right away here.
All right. Quickly answer, Taylor. We have one minute.
I have this vision of you just really putting the needs of others before your own too often. And you leave no room for yourself.
Wow. Yeah, I have to concur. I believe that's a big part of it. We're going to go to a break, Anla, but I'd love you to stay on with us, and we will get back to you after the break. This is Countess Starella from Psychic World with Taylor Brearley, and we will be back very shortly.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Orenum.com.
Welcome back, devoted listeners. My special, super-duper guest, Taylor Brearley. We're so happy to have all of you tonight. So happy. And I believe we still have Anla on the line. Are you with us, Anla, dear?
Yes, I am.
We are going to solve this for you. Taylor, give Anla a little insight about this.
Anla, let me ask you something. Well, let me tell you what I feel for you. First
okay.
off, is this unconditionally loving nature. I mean, just this love that requires nothing in return. I get this this friendship and conviviality out of you. I mean, you make a great shoulder to cry on. You're the person that everybody comes to for advice. I feel like you give all this of yourself, all this advice and all this love, but I don't see you taking enough of it in. Does this make sense to you at all?
It does. It's been tough in the sense of even finding an equivalent type of respectful relationship with even my girlfriend. So it's a lot more taking from me than, you know, a give and take kind of, connection with anyone. It's been a while like this, honestly. But I'm learning to set boundaries for myself. So
I want to give you an affirmation, Anla, which is totally and absolutely miraculous, and here it is. Starting today, I attract people who love and understand me, who see the world in a similar way to the way that I do. You've got two with you right now, so there's all three of us. The moment we see you, we feel, oh, here's a kindred spirit. Here's someone who's like we were, searching for people from our planet. You'll
right.
want to explore places where these like-minded individuals congregate. Go ahead, Taylor.
I was just going to say, you know, Anla, we have a tendency, a lot of us, to short ourselves. And I wanted to tell you, you are absolutely worthy of a man who completely sweeps you off your feet. I don't know if you knew that, but you are.
No.
It's very important
wow.
that you look for that and realize it and know that he's out there.
Yeah. Here's the second affirmation for you, Anla, and it works like
sure.
a charm. The man of my dreams is about to appear. If you want to be extra careful, you can say, and I'm willing to train him a little bit.
Yeah.
usually, wouldn't you say, Taylor, they need a little tiny bit of training in the love department?
Oh, absolutely. Most of the time.
I would write down the characteristics I most desire, and I would stick
yes.
to it and keep your standards high. But self-love, self-worth, self-esteem, really, without them, it's very hard to attract the loving, supportive partner. If you are too clingy or too needy or too insecure, you will attract a very strange type maybe you have in the past, and you just don't want to do that anymore.
Absolutely.
No, I know. I think that's why there's been such a long gap. you know, since the last time I've even been in one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my psychic feeling is that September, late August and early to mid-September, the window is there. So what I find also, and tell me if you agree, Taylor, the more things that you do which you love to do, the easier it seems to be able to pull in all the things that you really want. So do the things that you love.
Absolutely. It will be when doing the things that you love that you meet this perfect partner. It'll be when you're out doing this, you know, the pottery class or the painting class or whatever it is that you do creatively online. I get a lot of creativity out of you. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I do see that it will be out somewhere. You will meet this person. It'll be a warmer day. But yeah, I would have to say middle September. Oh, you already said that, Starrell. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're right.
But
you
it would have to be this year. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. We're picking up the same time frame.
And do what I love.
So tell yourself, when I wake up tomorrow, I'm a new woman. Suddenly, my concerns have drifted off my shoulder, and I'm ready to love the life that I have and go exploring. Yeah. Because it's true now, there are the percentages, because I'm also a statistician, there are about 5 to 6 women to each great man out there right now. So it's a little bit more challenging for the women, but it is far from impossible.
And visualize always on the look you desire in a man as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel it. I feel like for once in my life, I deserve the best and nothing less. I say that a lot to myself as well. Like nothing, I am not going to settle for less in any kind of relationship that I have, and it's been a struggle and a half, but I am where I am, and I am very happy with that.
I'm so happy
with myself. Yeah, I'm very proud of myself for once in my life. You know, it's been a long haul. Yeah. So thank you for those kind words. I will definitely, you know, not forget even tomorrow. It's starting now. So using those affirmations are great. So,
present moment awareness. Yeah. Doing enthusiastically what you can in the present day to feel centered and balanced and happy. These are remarkable techniques, and they're so simple. But you have a brilliant mind, Anla. You know how to embrace a new idea and make it your own.
That's your goal.
That's your goal right now, is to allow beautiful thoughts into your mind and to be able to laugh at anything that is not perfectly harmonious. You laugh at it and say, I don't need that. Let me go to the things that I most need.
That's so true. That's exactly right. Oh, my gosh. You hit it on the door nail. You're absolutely right. So
we're very thrilled to be a part of this journey, and I want you to come back and give us a progress report after you meet the person, and we'll take a look and we'll see what kind of vibrations we get, because we're good at assessing new partners.
Awesome. So, I'll call maybe in October or something, and we'll see what happens.
Great. And let us know when the marriage is going to happen. We want to be there for the wedding, you know.
Thank you, Anla. Have a beautiful night, and we will see you soon.
You too. Take care. Yeah.
Goodbye, Anla.
Darling. Okay, and now we come to the part of the show where Starrella entertains us. Since I'm from New Orleans, I think I would love to do one of my old New Orleansy songs. It's timely and it's fun, and it brings back a lot of old memories. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans, to miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong, the feel is getting stronger the longer I stay away. I miss those moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I love to see that lazy Mississippi hurrying down to spring. That Mardi Gras, my memory, with Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of oleanders in June. Soon I'm wishing that I was there.
to Miss New Orleans, well, that's where you left your heart. Well, there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
All right.
Lordy, from Miss Billie Holiday, one of my old favorites. I'm from a very musical family and also what we call a metaphysical family dynasty, where fortunately from the ages of 3, 4, 5, we were given the most remarkable books and tools for understanding life and for coping with the crazy ups and downs of this world. Oh, yeah. Let us give our devoted listeners the phone number here for our show. Let me find it. It is somewhere on my list. Blondie Slow. Come on, Blondie. We're also both on Oranum.com. And, well, there it is, 1-800-930-2819, Transformation Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night, we are here. Boy, those blondes have to whoop, tap into that old memory bank. All right, we just have a moment. We're going to take a little break. And we absolutely insist that you come back right with us in just a few minutes so that we can continue your education on how to make sense out of this life. We will be back shortly. We love you. Countess Starella and Taylor Brearley at your service.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of 2-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland, Countess Starella, is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Oranum.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World with Countess Starella and my special guest, my soulmate from a past life, the amazing medium and clairvoyant Mr. Taylor Brearley. We are filling in for our regular host, John G. Sutton, who is off celebrating his 44th wedding anniversary.
How do you stay married 44 years?
I can't even imagine 44 months with the same person, but you know, it takes a certain type of devotion, and I think an old-fashioned ideal of once you make the commitment, you're in.
Absolutely.
Tonight we have a fascinating subject which Taylor has brought to my attention about colors and how colors figure into his and my psychic readings and predictions. I've always been fascinated with color. I just found out that the human eye can see approximately 150,000 colors. Tell us a little bit, Taylor, about how auras figure into your readings.
Well, it's not so much that I see the color. I don't have to see the person necessarily to feel the color. I can actually feel the color yellow. You know, the color black, the color orange. You know, even though black's a shade, you feel the blockage. You know, that's what black would create.
Wow.
You feel the persuasion, which is what a yellow would create. And you feel the sense of calm and a sense of love that comes with pink. There are so many different ways to read an aura color. Now, if you're just talking with the eye, it's something much different. You can train the eye, you can exercise the eye, but to just sit still and feel the color, something completely different.
I love the idea. People often ask me, what color is my aura? Even in a computer. You know, this is my very, very first computer since I started on Orenum. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think I'd ever come out of the Flintstones, but one of the other fabulous psychics on that line, Psychic Wayne, who used to be also a co-host with John G. on Psychic World. That's Psychic Wayne.
I'm just kidding.
He's so great. You know him.
He is. He's great.
He told me, are you out of your blooming mind? Don't you want to be rich as Croesus? You're going to have to get a computer. Well, from the moment he told me, I went into training. And I'm frankly quite amazed that right through the little tiny screen camera, a world of information floods in from every text. You know, the Orenum is a chat room setting, and the messages are coming through text, but they're like little love letters. If someone is sending you a love letter, of course you're going to get a vibration about them. Their personality comes right through that screen. And the process is fascinating, and I highly recommend that all of our listeners pop into mine and to Taylor's, Taylor Brearley, B-R-E-A-R-L-E-Y, correct?
That's correct.
Come and see us, because you're going to get something from it. My father and mother were absolutely fascinated by colors and taught us all about colors when we were 3 and 4 years old, because they had a luxury fabric store. So the house was filled with books of little fabric samples in every color under the sun. And we started to tune into these things as a way of looking at the universe and bringing, you know, the colors bring such a feeling to one, especially the colors one wears and the colors in nature. Another thing I want to tell anybody who is struggling with some people call it, I'm going to spell it, D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N. It seems to be rather rampant
in the world we're in right now. Stress and depression. I never say these words, and that's one of the reasons I've awakened happy for the last 40 years. Not that I don't have the same silly complications that ordinary people do. I do, but I sort of transmute them into things that cannot stick with me too long. Let me quote Roseanne Barr, because she did a hilarious show. I hope this word is not too heavy for radio. It was called blonde. I'm gonna paraphrase it to blonde and witchy, but use your imagination. Witchy started with a B.
Oh, okay.
And in the show, she does an actual reading of the audience, and she says, I can look out there and tell who's on Prozac. Haven't you people just thought that maybe we're supposed to be depressed once in a while?
Mm-hmm. That's yes. True. Well, you know, sometimes, Starella, in the D word, in the S word, like you said, the stress, it's sometimes in our darkest moments that we find the brightest light.
Yep. It is true. We have to go through certain things to get to the next levels of understanding, empathy, evolution, and everyone's on a journey. And not everybody can be at the same space of wisdom and understanding. The strata of societies, from the very simplest to the most sophisticated, are remarkable. I've often wondered if having a planet for each strata wouldn't be fun, and then we could all travel to the one planet where everybody got to stay. But we're all so separate and yet so together. I think probably each of us has rather a separate reality. And finding those from your planet with whom you feel a comradeship and a peace, you know it instantly when you're with people from your planet. The minute they begin to talk, you go, I don't have to explain anything. They get it. They get it. They understand me. They accept me. And what a lovely world it is, even if you have just a handful of people.
Absolutely.
Love you. And that's what we give. We give unconditional love, sweetness, and a kind of acceptance that people rarely find in the real world.
Let's define that unconditional love really quick. I just did, because some people overlook if that is love that requires nothing in return.
Amen, brother. Amen.
We require so much in return for our services, for our things, for, you know. Hey, Khalil Gibran put it, what are your things but things you keep in guard, or your possessions, but things you keep in guard for fear you may need them tomorrow. When you give of yourself.
Oh, what a beautiful
needing
thought.
Nothing in return. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, right in tandem with this is, by expecting nothing, one never becomes disappointed. Allow the people around you to be their perfect selves. You don't have to expect too much from them. Let them go on their journey. And if you can feel some sort of sweetness around them, then enjoy whatever they're capable. I say that. Often a woman will have two paths in a relationship. Accept what she has now, saying whatever he's capable of giving, I'm fine with. Or hitting the high road and going, this isn't quite working for me. Rarely is there that path strewn with roses where the person, the man, becomes a new person just to accommodate her desires. It rarely happens.
True.
If you can love the person as they are without too many demands. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting a vibration here from a song. I'm just going to quickly throw it in. I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. And that is Taylor and my appreciation of all the people who were good to us, who love us, who support us. We love you. We need you. You are the breath of life for us. That is why we want you to know, as long as we're on the planet, we are here for you. Right, Taylor, dear?
There is love as long as you and I are alive, Starla.
We are here. Okay, we're going to give out our phone number now, which I now have tattooed on my forehead. 1-800-930-2819. You are welcome to call in and talk to two of the living masters and get some of this unconditional love and support on Transformation Talk Radio. I, Countess Starella, and my protege, Taylor Brearley, will be back very, very shortly. Come on back.
World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Orenum.com.
What a fascinating night. I, Countess Starella, and my counterpart, Taylor Brearley, super medium extraordinaire. Taylor, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, about me? Well, there's not much to tell. So anyway, no, I, you know, I would have to say, people often ask me how to get into what you do. You know, how did you find out about your gift? It wasn't until I was 23 years old. I was coming off of a very bad, of course, you don't have a very good addiction to heroin.
Holy and Jesus.
Yeah, it was a very, very, this was about 10 years ago. And I was coming off of a bad addiction to heroin. And the first thing that sort of grabbed my attention, my mother, you know, I had moved back in with my parents. It was a really rough time for me. My mother says, I'd like you to go to this workshop with me. You know, it's a psychic workshop. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. Well, so I go. And anyway, and there's a woman teaching, it's Kathleen Tucci. And she says to me, you know, there's something like really, really familiar about you. Are you sure we haven't met before? No, we haven't met. Anyway, she keeps me after the, we did the workshop. It was very good, very eye-opening, very eye-popping. And at that time, I had sort of embraced spirituality in a way. I had started my own prison ministry. And, you know, coming off of a drug like that, you have got to find a spiritual grounding. And, you know, I found in leadership, I found in preaching, I found in public speaking, I loved doing it. I had just really found my calling. But I didn't realize that half my messages, half the things that I would come up with on that stage, you know, in that prison, were coming from spirit. It was coming from God, coming from spirit, or coming from spirit, coming from God, whatever you want to say, coming from universe, however you say it. It was just this very beautiful thing that sparked this emotion that I just wanted to sit still and listen. And I did that for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week for about 3 years. And now I'm living on, you know, 370 acres worth of horse ranch. You know, I'm from Texas. That's the way my father rolls, is horse ranch. So, you know, I'm living out there, and I'm writing down all these beautiful messages that I'm getting from the other side, and I'm finding out who my spirit guides are. And one day I was doing a painting. I do airbrush art, you know, and something came to me. And I realized one of my spirit guides had been speaking to me in code, in reggae music. I love reggae for some reason.
With jamming.
Yeah, and could not believe, could not believe what had happened. Bob Marley came to me, and I said, no way. And I said, well, you know, why don't you validate this for me? Because anytime spirit speaks to you, you can always ask him, you know, prove it.
Right.
And so I'm driving down the highway about that time, later that day, and this truck passes by me, and on the truck are these big industrial-sized fans, Marley brand fans, and I mean that huge, just big, M-A-R-L-E-Y, just like the L-E-Y in my name. It was just as plain as day, and I said, okay. So Bob Marley spoke to me one day. It was beautiful.
That I call a psychic bingo, and I have the exact same experiences from performers who are on the other side, from artists, from scientists. They've been coming to me since I was 6 years old. I absolutely believe they're responsible for over half of my wisdom and knowledge, and I'm at attention always, doing just what you did, spending hours and hours picking up these messages, because you know you're going to need them.
Yes.
For the people that come to you.
Let me tell you, that journal that I used to, my spirit journal that I used to keep and write down every single thing that these people said, and I still do this to this day. I will spirit journal. I can't do it 8 hours a day anymore, but
yeah.
I still get people that come into my room on a random that whose parents came to me back then. That was 2006. They came to me in 06 and said, I just need, you know, my son in Ireland to know that, you know, I'm okay. I made it to the other side. Everything's all right. And, you know, this person will come in and I'll be like, I know that name. And I'll go back to my spirit journal and be like, oh, my God, I have a message for you. And your father's name was this, and he must have passed on this date, because I always wrote the date, and you know, on every message. And it just seems like, you know, spirit will always guide those people to you. At the time, I didn't know how I was going to get a hold of these people. They brought them to me, and you can always count on spirit to be right. Am I wrong?
You are. Look, as my mother said, you may not always be right, but you're never wrong.
Well, you know, as one of my mentors has always taught me, Sharon Cody, she's always said there are no wrong answers.
Right.
But there is, I believe, just a way, just a different way to say it. You may just be speaking the wrong language.
Well, that's it. We filter what comes in through whatever grasp we have of what's happening around us. And I think you and I are two of the luckiest people alive, even though
Absolutely.
We've been through some tough times and somehow have managed to get those things all settled and under control so that the bigger picture, the true purpose, can be achieved through the synchronicity and the benevolence of the world we live in. When you've got something to say, especially now in the times of the internet, you can find a way to get your voice out there. Let me encourage anybody who's listening to this show who has not found their mission or their purpose. Go into your heart and think about what you're most passionate about. You might have to sacrifice a little financial, you know, income to do the life of your dreams. But eventually it will catch up to you. Eventually you'll get to a space where you're abundant and doing what you most love to do. And that's where we are. And that's one of the reasons why people come to us. They want to find out what is sustaining this emotional balance and sweetness and happiness and joy in living. Don't you think, Taylor?
Absolutely. That is, what is the meaning of life? Is that not the question on everyone's mind from the time we're born?
Yes, and no one knows exactly how much time they have. I've survived 7 hurricanes, 2 earthquakes, and a tsunami. If I have a piece of stale bread, I feel like I'm Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
Because it's all relative, as one of my spirit guides, Albert Einstein, said. And let me quote an Einstein here, too. How you answer this question will tell me a lot about what you think about life. Is it a safe and benevolent world, or is it a not safe and scary world? Everyone think about that. Now, let me remind everyone how to find Taylor and me. We are on Orainum.com. Orainum.com. You can catch us on YouTube. John Sutton, our primary host, will be back next week. Taylor, I have loved this just as if we were in the pool and cocoon. It's been exhilarating.
And Starilla, you know that I love to just sit and talk to you, and I love you so much, and this has been a lot of fun. And I'll have to thank John for putting me on. This has just been a wonderful experience. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you every single Wednesday. Most of the time, you're just sitting home and needing someone to love and honor you. And that is what we will do. We will love you, we will honor you, and we will give you some of the most remarkable insights on how to transform your lives into the lives of your dreams. I hope you have the most beautiful day or evening possible. And believe in yourself, not just because I told you to. Believe in yourself as I believe in you.
Love and light to all of you.
Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starilla. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starilla has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starilla. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starilla to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Garza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Torella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Torella direct. Born in New Orleans, Torella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Torella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Torella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Torella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Torella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Torella, on Orenum.com. That's Orenum.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.